Hello?
Yes, hello.
Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling you from NORS Survey, and we are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
Well, first of all, I have to go back and hear who you are and who you're representing. You're Carlos, right?
My name is Carlos. I'm calling you on behalf of NORS Survey, and we are conducting a survey about youth substance use.
Who sponsors the survey? Who sponsors the survey?
I work for NORS Survey, sir.
I don't understand
That's
who
I
that
work
is. North?
Well,
North?
NORS, N-O-R-S. You can Google it up. It's N-O-R-S.
Okay.
That's N. Yes, sir. And that's who I work for, yes. And so this is funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. And so your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. And so what is your age? Between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Over 65, thank you. Now, jumping to my next question here. I am required to read verbatim, sir. So what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. And please note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Your best guess is fine, and based on what you have read, seen, or heard, would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, tried once or twice, or never?
Well, boy, that's a guess. I have absolutely no idea. I think it's better than it used to be. Probably twice a month, maybe, would be my best guess.
Thank you. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form, like hash or hash oil? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, try it once or twice, or never?
Well, here again, I have no idea on that, but I
your best guess.
Think my best guess is probably a couple of times a month again. That may not be accurate, but...
No, that's fine. That's fine. Remember, that is your opinion that counts. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Again, your best guess is fine.
My best guess on that would be rarely, if ever.
Which of this would you select? Never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
I think I'm going to say never on that because I just haven't seen any of it.
Oh, I see.
Maybe it doesn't mean anything, but...
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, please let me know. And for each statement that I read, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. The first one says, most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Would you say you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
No, I strongly agree.
Thank you.
That the adults should be held responsible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Would you say you strongly agree,
strongly
disagree,
agree.
Or strongly agree? Thank you. The next one says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I say strongly agree.
Thank you. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I would strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I strongly agree again.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree there.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Well, I strongly agree again. I don't think they should be doing that, so.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I strongly agree. That they should be held accountable on that.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Well, I'd say that probably agree on that. I don't know.
That's fine. If you don't know, your best guess is fine.
Mm-hmm. I think they would think it's not right for them to do it. But.
Thank you. The next one says, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Well, I think that question has come before in a lot of ways, but I agree, or strongly agree. I strongly agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
I'd agree. Probably strongly.
We're headed
agree
toward
too.
Strongly agree. Thank you.
You're getting quite a picture of me, aren't you?
Well, as a matter of fact, it sounds like the same thing, but it is not really. Some will say most adults in my community, and then again it says I believe that adults in my community. And my community should adopt, so they're totally different, but with the same subject, substance abuse. And so I appreciate your time, your patience with me. We're headed towards the end of the survey. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Well, I would strongly agree. I mean, that's just...
Thank you. The next one says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I would agree.
Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I would strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
That sounds familiar. I strongly agree again.
Thank you.
Think
it does sound familiar, but yes, the thing is that right now is like most adults in my community think. That's what you have probably have seen, read, or heard, what most adults in your community think. And there was another question that sounded another statement that sounded similar, but it said, I believe that vaping, or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. So, it sounds the same, but it is not. Because some statements are what you have heard, and others is your personal opinion. So the next one says, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I would strongly agree with that.
Agreed. Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I would strongly agree with that.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, this is the fifth to the last on the list. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Well, I'd agree there.
Thank you. Now, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
I would agree.
Thank you. Now, this is my third to the last statement here on the list. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I guess I'd have to strongly agree there.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I strongly agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I strongly agree again.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Tried it once or twice a year?
Twice a month, probably.
Thank you. And how often do you use marijuana or in edible or
never.
Drinkable form? Never, thank you.
Never.
And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Never, thank you. And now I just have a few final questions for you to finish the survey. So far, this school year, sir, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say you've seen it every day or almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, a few times this school year, or never?
I'd have to say never. I've heard that.
Thank you. And how would you describe yourself? Would you say American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, African American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, or white?
Well, I'll use the word white. I'm a Norwegian American. How's that?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Now, as a token of our appreciation, the Blooming Positive Action Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. The first is the Blooming Prairie Education Foundation, Blooming Prairie Recreation Association, and the Blooming Prairie Backpack Program.
Well, they're all great organizations. I think I would say the Backpack Program.
The Backpack. Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time, and you have a wonderful rest of the night.